So welcome everyone. I'm Ivy Rivera. I'm a psychic medium, a Taíno Arawak. This is my Ask Ivy show where I take your personal questions and I deliver out messages from spirit. $5 gets you the short answer. $10 gets you the long answer. And if you want to switch on over to YouTube at Ask Ivy, all the pay information is up at the top. Now, if you're on one of the other platforms, Mairead, my beautiful producer, is having to post in the comment section. She'll be doing that repeatedly. How you can go ahead and make your payment and submit your question. Please be sure to include the name or names of anyone that you're referring to, living or deceased. All right, it helps me answer your question faster and call that spirit forward. Mairead hasn't produced in a little while. Mary was supposed to be on with us tonight, but she got sick. Everyone seems to have this horrible virus going around. So I hope everyone's staying safe. Wash your hands. If you need to wear a mask, do so. This one's ugly. So we're happy to have Mairead. But again, she's getting in the swing of things. And we have a couple other people shadowing. Okay, watching over her. New producers coming in. So we're going to be patient tonight and have an attitude of gratitude. And again, Mairead will be posting in TikTok and the Instagram feeds where it is that you can go to make your payment. And that's going to be Cash App, PayPal, Venmo. And make sure the name connected to your payment matches your name on social media. So a lot of times you guys are dropping questions and we don't know where it came from. Okay, because none of these names match up. So just make sure that there's clarity there with that. All right, let's go ahead and get into it. Mairead, whichever one you want to pop up first. So we have Lucy Marsh asked a $5 question. And Lucy wants to know, tuning in tonight to see if my sister Nina and Grandma Corrine have any messages for me. Okay, hi Lucy. Let's see what's going on with them. So Nina and Corrine. You know, your grandmother comes in here making me feel as though you've got a bit of excitement going on in life, a fire in the belly, a passion for some newness and a change in your circumstances that feel connected to some networking dynamics as well as work and money opportunities. So she wants you to keep it going. She wants you to feed the flame. She wants you to keep rolling with it and stay in the flow of positivity. It's really kind of electric, you know, and it's contagious. And I think that's a part of you that has been put up on a shelf, or it's been swept under the rug, or you felt like you had to keep it behind closed doors for a while in the past. Maybe it wasn't safe for you to bring that part of your personality out. Maybe it's been a while since you felt excited about something, you know, whatever it is. It's an important part, aspect of your personality. And what your grandmother is saying is that it's important that you let it out, because with this contagion, it is really going to lead to multiple opportunities and additional networking down the road. What I think she means by this, and it speaks for itself, I mean, but, you know, just to give extra clarification, I think it's really important that you let people see this part of your personality that you don't always let out of the box. And I feel that at different times, you may really want to be that part of yourself, that Lucy butterfly, high vibrational, maybe even excitable person, but you stuff it down and you try to keep it tame so that you can maintain some type of equilibrium, or you don't want it to cause problems, or whatever reasons you do it. We don't have time to get into that today. I think that what she's really saying here is that there's a bigger picture to all of this. And you shining from that high vibrational place, it's almost childlike, but it's also very sophisticated and it's very mature, and it shows how capable you are of being both. Because some people get childlike and they're like, you know, chaotic, they're sloppy, they're out of control, they're unfocused, and it reads as being immature. This is not the case for you. And when you showcase that you are this mature and high vibrational person, this is going to resonate with a lot of people, is something that the world wants more of. So it's sort of like you're being seen, you're being heard, people want you on their team, or they want to get you on board and expose you to the world. So take the opportunities, accept the adventure, do the networking in this state of mind. It's kind of like performing, you know, but for you, it's very natural, and allow for yourself to really become who you've always been, but who you have been like meant to be, I want to say. Okay. So it's like, I know that came out weird, but it's almost like a marrying, you know, of the very stable, serious, mature aspect of your personality and this playful, vibrant, extrovert part of your personality. When these things come together, this is where the money is. This is very lucrative for you. This is where the networking is going to happen. All right. I also feel like with your sister, she's just sort of like cheering you on, and I feel like celebrating with you. So whether it's like having a glass of wine or having some champagne, I feel like you have left a stage in your life that maybe wasn't so positive into something far more positive. Okay. She's celebrating that with you, and she really visits like pretty much every day. All right. Thank you so much for your question, Lucy. We're going to move on to another one here from Manny. If everyone could please also give this video a thumbs up, subscribe, drop any kind of a comment. Greatly appreciate it. Helps me out in the algorithm. Manny has a $10 question. So Manny wants to know, how does my father, Manny, spend his time in the spirit world? Are there houses there? No, there are no houses. A lot of mediums say funny things like, oh, he's working on the car, or he just got a new bed, or he's, you know, enjoying work. Like meaning, I don't know, like if he was a lawyer on the earth plane, like he's a lawyer on the other side, like that's silly. That none of that happens. So we really cannot compare the two worlds. I was recently comparing it to being in a euphoric state. So, you know, if you've ever done any type of hallucinogen, you know, or if you've ever maybe, I'm not recommending it, okay, but if you mixed certain drugs, you mix a drug with alcohol, you know, you have this euphoric state of existence where you never want to come down. You know, you would stay in that high for eternity if you could. Everything feels right. There is no pain. There is no pressure of time. You don't have a to-do list. You are not held down and weighted down by limitations or even your physical body anymore, right? So you're just sort of expansive. You're this energy, you know, you're in the flow. Everything is right. And you're not questioning things. You know, you're really here in the present moment, just being instead of questioning or doing. You're just being. And, you know, people, again, who get addicted to that high, this can lead to drug addiction. And it's not funny, I mean, but, you know, alcoholism and things like this. But, you know, once you're there, you really understand why, how this could happen to people, that they don't want to leave that space, because that is the reflection of the afterlife. That's what it is to be in like heaven or in the light on the other side, right? In those higher dimensions, that's what it feels like. Or it's sort of like lucid dreaming. You know, if you've ever had a dream that you were able to fly, you were defying gravity, you were able to maybe bounce downstairs, you know, or off a cliff or through mountains or something, but you were able to control how high up you went. You know, you were weightless. These are the feelings that, you know, Manny, your father gets to experience full time. And there's no need for things like houses. All right. So he just said, like, you're home. He just said, you're home. When you get there, you're home. And that's what everybody wants. And that's why people drink. And that's why people do drugs. And that's why people love lucid dreaming. And that's why people don't want to wake up out of those dreams. We always want to get back into it. How can I get more of it? Because that's home. That's where we came from. That's where we'll go. And he wants you to know that you have this in you also to really connect with where he is, not just, he said, like, not just to connect with me, that's a little bit different, but to connect with where I am it's in here. It's almost like, I don't know if he's talking about in your heart or in your center, but I feel like you have this place inside you that's very calm, and you can get there mentally, emotionally, energetic, spiritually, anytime you want. So just spend as much time there as you can. As far as, you know, what he's doing, I feel like he is in a position where he watches over a lot of people. He reminds me of, if he were on Earth, this would be the equivalent of like a firefighter or, you know, an EMT or, you know, maybe a teacher, you know, a protector. He's very observant over certain people, which tells me that he's taken on some tasks as a guide. These aren't necessarily relatives. So that also suggests that he is actually working as a guide. So I would say that where your dad is right now, he's like training to be a guide. I don't think he's a full force, like what would be a full-time guide for other humans. I don't think he's there quite yet. But when he is watching over these people, he seems to interject a lot. And that would include things like whispering in their ear, telling them what they need to be doing, you know. There's a lot of activity happening there. He would also be doing this for you. So pay attention to ear ringing, the tinnitus, okay? The feeling of pressure in the ears and guidance coming from him. Thank you so much, Manny. We are going to move on to another one here from Edgar, and your dad loves you very much, Manny. We're going to move on to Edgar, $10 question. All right. Edgar wants to know, we sadly put our cat Kobe to sleep yesterday due to cancer. How is he doing? Okay, I am so sorry for your loss. Just terrible. That's heartbreaking. You know, so when I go over here with him, though, he's very almost like not really doing anything. I mean, I don't really feel like he's super active. If he's been wanting in life to have to move about less, if he's been wanting to have space where he feels connected. So I don't know, maybe this was an indoor cat, you know, there's this sense of like, I want to be outside and I want to be connected to everything, but I don't want to have to go after it. You know, I just want to observe it. I want to absorb it. I want to be, you know, a part of everything. That's what I feel like he's doing. I guess some people would suggest that this is the adjustment phase, you know, where he's getting used to being on the other side. I think that's fair. But he's very much like a loafer who just, you know, is taking it all in and really enjoying the vibration of where he is. He appreciates that there's no more pain. That's important for you to understand. And that's what he wants you to pass on to the family. So I feel you, I don't know if you were struggling to let it out emotionally or, you know, if you are waiting to have an encounter with him before you can really cry. And you can't force these things, but there's a moment where I feel you releasing and I feel him with you at that time. And so know that he's already coming to visit. And I really feel like in the last, he's saying one, could it have been day? It could have been, I was feeling more weak in the last like 1 week, you know, before he was passing, he was coming to you in spirit. So we call this playing both sides of the fence. So he's been back and forth. Even before his passing, and he wants you to, you know, call on him when you need him. I feel like you two were friends. I feel like you were buddies. I feel like you were equals. I feel like this was like a soulmate friend connection. There wasn't one mentor or caretaker above the other. It just didn't work that way. So you guys really saw eye to eye. You really had an understanding about each other. And, there's such synergy here between the two of you that I really feel the bond that you have with him is, you know, what's the word I'm looking for here? It's like, you know, you can't misunderstand this. It is unrecognized. It's like you will always recognize when he comes in to visit you. And when you start to feel stressed or you start to black out the world or you start to get like a almost like a barrier around your heart, like, you know, things are bothering me. He has a great way of coming in, and he always has, and he always will. And he just wants you to know that, of helping you to release and stay in positive vibration with the world around you. So expect, I would even say as soon as tonight, possibly, that you're going to be seeing him in a dream as well. Now, these are going to be quick encounters, but you should also feel him on the bed, especially if you, if you're a side sleeper, like you're sleeping on maybe like your right side or something. I feel him like almost like on my left foot or near, you know, on my left leg. He loves you very much. Okay. And you guys, you did the right thing. It was time. He didn't want to play this out anymore. So thank you for that. A ton of love coming to him. Or coming from him to you, from him to you and the family. Pass that on, please. Ayana has a $5 question. Okay. So Ayana wants to know, any messages for me from Spirit? You know, your work and money guide comes in here as well as your relationship guide. And when they step forward, I get this sense that you are not doing everything that you need to do in order to complete a task, a goal, push your agenda forward. There's this sense of you having ideas about what it is that you want. And these ideas in regards to work and career and any type of healing work that you're also looking to do or light work that you're looking to perform out in the world, there's this idea of what you want to do, but it's almost like it keeps stalling out. And I think that you need to be really open to saying to the universe, show me what I need to do. And in your case, I would say you've already been shown and you put it on the back burner. So, you know, don't be shocked if Spirit isn't telling you over and over and over again. I always say Spirit will come three times. Spirit's going to tell you what to do. Beyond that, it's up to you. You have to hold yourself accountable. You have to be responsible. You have to find a way to make things happen. So, you know, the universe is in alignment with you doing this because it's part of your life contract, but you have to create this change. So get moving. Okay. Get moving on things. I also want to say just from your relationship guide, you know, if you've got people around you that you really shouldn't be entertaining because maybe this is not a hierarchy thing. And I, you know, it's not like you're better than them, but if you are developmentally up here and they're down here and you keep entertaining it, there's some codependency stuff going on there that shouldn't be happening. And it's not holding space and it's not, oh, well, whatever. And it's not, well, maybe they'll change. You are not Miss Fix It. None of that should be going on. Focus on your own stuff. You've building to do. Okay. All right. Thank you for that question. We have another one here from a Chris Falk. This is a $10 question. And Chris wants to know, hi, Ivy, my grandma, Lessie just passed on February 1st. Did she make it? Is there anything she wants me to know? When will I be moving into my own place? All right. We're not going to get to all that. All right. You're going to have to book something, but, let's see what's going on here with Lessie. Okay. And I'm sorry for your loss. So really recent stuff here going on. You know, she makes me feel as though in the end, it may have been relatively quick. So I'm not saying we didn't expect this to happen, you know, but for her, it was like when it unfolded and it was finally time, it unfolded rather quickly. So, you know, here in a moment, gone the next. And I am under the impression that she was very eager to go in some ways. She had loved ones on the other side who were coming to her. There was a male who was consistently coming to her. It feels like her mother was consistently there. There was someone else who felt like a sister, maybe an aunt. I was going to say more like sister, cousin type. You know, she had people waiting for her. She even had like, there was a dog. I mean, there was, you know, but there was a tendency to cling. She said, I was holding on to who I had here, what I felt I had to do. She said she had a sense of not wanting to let go because there was almost unfinished business or she wasn't sure, you know, that she could or she should. I think this came from old habit. I think there was a tendency to overreach or over caretake or worry, you know, about things she didn't need to be worried about. And so, you know, finally, she did it. And she said that it was like jumping into a pool of warm water and it's not that deep. And your feet do, you know, your feet can touch the bottom. You can breathe and swim at the same time, you know, which is interesting. And she wants you to know she's doing very well. All right. So she's having, I'm having a lovely time. I also feel like you should be listening more for her. So that's the message that she would have for you. is that you should be paying attention to the ways she communicates. Now, she's doing a couple different things. So she's good at visiting in dreams. That's going to be pretty easy and frequent for her. But this is not the kind of lady who comes through willy-nilly all the time, popping in, saying hi, not really giving a big message. That's not going to be her story. So if after 6 months from her passing, you feel like you're not hearing much from her anymore, there's a reason for that. She's going to come through with big purpose and direction for you. So this could include a couple different things: messing with the electronics, flickering lights, draining batteries, things seeming off. Also with your appliances, like I open the fridge and like, why is this light not working? Okay, now it is. Like, I don't, what is going on with the appliances? So again, that's electricity. Okay, so she's trying to use that type of energy. I think of the movie Ghost, when he was taking the energy and then he was using it, right, to send messages. So expect that from her. She's also going to be using the birds, feathers, some numbers, but that's going to be a little less frequent and clear audience. So pay attention to the ear ringing, the tinnitus in the ears, especially on the left side. And don't forget that increases in the bathroom if you're new to following me here. All right. Thank you so much for your question, Chris. She loves you very much. Please pass out love to the family. And if there was someone who didn't make her passing, she's giving a white rose for like a lack of closure, or there wasn't a proper goodbye there. Please hand that out. We have one coming in here from Jill Marie, $10 question. Let's see. Jill says, are there any messages from my Nana? Her name is Josephine. Thank you. Okay, Josephine. You know, she makes me feel that you have been nervous and trying to handle many things. And it's like, if I can't handle all of these things, it reminds me of juggling. And, you know, jugglers can be very comfortable eventually juggling all these balls. But if they drop one, they really could end up like ruining the show, or everything falls apart, or it destroys the ability to keep going, you know, because they have to go get it. Whatever it is, it's like, don't drop the ball. Don't drop the ball. Don't drop the ball. So I think what your grandmother's trying to say here is like, life is not enjoyable if you're performing and you feel like, oh my God, I better not drop any of these balls. It's stressful. That's not fun. I don't know how the audience feels about it, but it is very tense. You know, if you ever watch, like, I do the same thing with ice skaters. You know, I remember doing this as a kid. Oh my God, the stress it would cause me just to watch them do it, you know, or gymnastics. It's like, don't screw up. Don't screw up. There's this thing you're doing to yourself where you're panicked about something falling apart because you do not perform to the level, to the degree that you feel you must. And your grandmother's like, let this ish drop. Drop it all. Okay. Put it down. And when she first came through, she was like, stop, you know, like stop, stop. So I think that where you are right now, and it's really even over here slightly to the right now, you know, that's your future. So what I'm going to say to you is that for the next 48 hours, you're going to start to notice this peak, almost like a tension, like a nervousness, like a stress. You may have trouble even sleeping. And you're going to notice over the course of the next, I want to say 2 weeks, it's going to kind of rev up more and more and more. And then you've got a 4-month period of time over here to the future where she wants you to master the skill of being centered and at peace and not hustling anymore for anybody or anything, or even that voice inside your head that says, you know, push, push. Perfection. Keep it up. Keep it up. Keep it up. So what happens at that point? Well, we're going to have to find out. But if you drop it, if you let them all fall, I guarantee the sun will rise, the moon will set, life will continue. Okay. So she's not worried about it. I don't really think you should be worried about it either as your psychic. I agree with her that there's too much energy coming out of you. And what it looks like to me is you're psychic is that you're trying to control everything in life. You're trying to control future outcomes, not only for you, but for others in your circle. And that could be at work, that could be children, that could be family, that could be, you know, at some point you have to just say, no one is an extension of me. I am beautifully detached. That's exactly where I'm meant to be. I'm going to stay in my lane, let it fall. And let's see what happens. All right. So it's going to be an interesting 4 months. Okay. Thank you, Jill. She loves you very much. She's also giving you like a lollipop. And so she's been put like little hard candies. You're seeing those Brock's candies. My great grandmother leaves me little, they're like strawberries. The strawberry wrapper, Brock's candies. I mean, they're old. They're like, I don't even know if they're around anymore, but they have to be because they're showing up places. Sometimes they put them in with the, Cracker Barrel, you know, gifts and things like this. Anyway, she's leaving you like sweet candy, you know, lollipops. I feel like sometimes like cupcakes. She's trying to put sweet little things on your path and say to you, like, take this and enjoy it, you know, revel in it, like be in the moment. Really take the time to embrace every aspect of the things that are good in life, even if they seem small. All right, we're going to move on to another one from Yolanda Fisher. This is a $5. So Yolanda wants to know. Yolanda is also a YouTube member. Thank you so much, Yolanda, for your continued support. And if you guys want to become a member to support me on YouTube, that is my main channel and that is my main focus. Please switch over here to YouTube at Ask Ivy and hit the join button to see the tiered options. So she says, hi, Ivy. Hope all is well. Any messages from my loved ones? They are probably sick of me. let's see what's going on. Okay. You have a gentleman who comes through who is smoking a cigar. Now, he may have smoked or had a cancerous condition. He's a bit on the taller side. He's definitely pushing like 6 foot, you know, just under, wider in through here. And like one of those like kind of leaner guys, like even when they get older, they don't get the big belly. You know, he just is pretty fit his entire life. I hate those people, right? High metabolism people. So, you know, he comes through here watching over you and your money, your bank account, your numbers, accounting, contracts. This him smoking the cigar, and this is slightly here to the future. So I want to say this is going to be coming up at about 2 months. And then between 4 and 6 months, we have growth with this. So this is a symbol of celebration, graduation. We smoke a cigar, right? When we have something big to celebrate. And he makes me feel too like he was a little bit vain. You know, I have like whatever hair, you know, he had left. I feel like he's very like, make sure he's got his part right. And he's always kind of looking in the mirror and, you know, trying to act like he didn't, but, you know, kind of pushing it over to the side here. He cared about how he looked. He cared about his hygiene. He cared about presentation to the world. He was also able to make a fair amount of money off of that. So I feel like you have a lot of these same abilities. He would have handed this down to you. And he makes me feel as though you're entering into a period of time too, where you're realizing that you're being seen, you're being heard, you are the brand. The more you sell yourself or the more you interact with people, or you really shine. I don't care if it's a small project or it's a huge project. Okay. The more you kind of bring your A game to that and you're like, yeah, I know my power. I know my influence. I know how I look. I know how I seem. I know how I make you feel. I know that I have power in my voice. Knowing that people also have to sort of listen to you. Okay. I call it the power of voice vibration. This is very lucrative for you. So he's going to be watching over your bank accounts, contracts, new opportunities coming in, and he watches over karmically this part of your personality that has been handed down, okay, directly from him. So it's almost like work it. Okay, work it. We have a lot to celebrate here. Very proud of you. Thank you, Yolanda. We're going to move on to another one. If you guys are tuning in late, this is my Ask Ivy show where I am taking questions about anything. Anything goes. and delivering out messages from spirit. If you want to book a private reading, a party with me, and I work internationally, and you could even do a video reading if my schedule does not work with your time frame of availability. So you'd go to ivyriverapsychicmedium.com for that. Today, $5 gets you the short answer, $10 gets you the long answer. And if you're on Instagram or TikTok, look in the comment section. My producer is posting how you can purchase and submit your questions. All right, we're going to move on to another one. Oh, this is another one from Manny. Okay, so Manny wants to know, will my daughter Nikki be in a relationship with Chaz she knew from some years ago? It doesn't really feel like it's working, but it does come up to the right, which is the future. So something is going to happen. Let me take a closer look at what this is. It's almost like, here's the best way I can describe this. It is going to happen, meaning they're going to sort of come together. This is going to come up in discussion. The possibility, the potential is all going to be there, but he's not ready for anything. So what they do with it is obviously up to them. They have free will. And I think that trying to make it into something more than what it is never recommended. But there is definitely something happening here. It is undeniable in the way that it goes away and then comes back together and then goes away and then comes back together. If you ever have people in your life that you are repeatedly encountering, there is a story to be told there, meaning there is a contract there. Now, we just want to get down to what the contract is. Is it soulmate? Is it soul tribe? Is it karmic? And I feel for them, a lot of it is karmic, which is about growth. It's about lessons. It could also be difficulty if we try to make it out to be something more than what it is. So I would say this is a great relationship to observe and see from a very like curious perspective and angle, and try to just, you know, you're kind of staying out of it and you're like, that's interesting. You know, let her figure it out on her own. She sometimes has a very, very strong intuition where she can feel like there's something between her and someone else. And so she feels like, I want this. This is supposed to happen. What does it mean? Let me keep it. And that could also cause her to get double-minded. Okay, when the other part of her gut is saying yes, but, you know, it's not time to take this any further right now, or I've learned and I've gotten out of it what I'm supposed to for now, I also have to release it and let it go. So, you know, sometimes there's a bit of a tug of war going on inside. And, you know, intuition can be that way. There is duality and nuance there too, you know, so it's complicated. So yes and no. Okay, see how this plays out. Probably like that. All right, we're going to move on to another one. Delilah, so this is a $10 question. Okay, Delilah wants to know, any messages about a new potential relationship with John? Okay. I don't really have a ton of messaging coming in. I have a grandmother who holds her energy back a little bit. She's watching and she's going to be saying something. I don't want to intervene in that. It's important for you to build a relationship with her, but I would expect to hear from her also in a dream. Pay attention if your dreams are getting very vivid. There's a lot of symbology coming up there. They're becoming oddly like lucid. You know, make sure too that if you were to ever receive any type of a warning in a dream, that you don't dismiss it and go, oh, well, it was just a dream. No dream is just a dream, okay? Unless it's subconscious and it's because of something you ate, you know, we're not going to be like, no. That's not important. They're important. So there's that. You do have a gentleman who is probably just like this all the time. So I'm not saying he has a problem with John, but you know, he just is protective and just keeping an eye at this point. And he's a rocker, you know, forward and backward. So that's it for them. Okay. No one's talking at the moment. What I see psychically though, is that, John can come in like a blizzard, you know, John can come in like a hurricane or a tornado. And it's like, there's all this stuff with him, you know, there's all this, conversation and there's this energy exchange and the back and forth, you know, between the two of you, especially when it's working. So that's like, you know, passion, that's sexual connection, that's intellectual stimulation, you know, that's even support through emotional support, which we would technically say is intimacy. We got all this. Okay. We got all this going on. And you're wanting that. So it's almost like you're a vacuum, you know, taking that from him, which is fine. That's not a crime. I also think there needs to be deeper levels of detachment here. So we can start with a bang, and there's research. I mean, there are literal, you know, studies. There's proof that within the first 3 months, we don't see the other person clearly. We have all these chemical reactions going on, you know, pheromones are crazy at that time. Well, like, you know, things like that. And even within the first 6 months to a year, it's still not a clear picture. So just keep that in mind. I do feel that there is something going on here with the communication. And if I were you, hitting about that 3 month mark or about 3 months out from now, take it how it resonates. There's going to be something with communication where he seems to become unavailable or walled off, or he seems to not be responding, or he seems to be, you know, retracting. And I want to say that it is not your job to overreach. Nope. Stay in your lane. We do not get someone to participate with us. We do not parent over what is supposed to be a partnership. Okay. It's like a ping pong game. I say this all the time. You hit it over, they hit it back. You hit it over. If the ball goes off the table on their side, you don't go, hey, pick it up, or I'll go get another one, or are you coming back? You know, no, you walk. That's it. Game over. So I would say that with John, and this is going to sound, you know, like I'm a witch, but whatever. You know, the thing is, this is how I do it. First red flag is the last red flag. That's it. Okay. If this person doesn't know how to communicate and they are grown, they have chosen not to properly communicate. And that is a huge red flag because it is typically used for manipulation. And what's there? Who cares? Walk. Who cares? Nothing good. Okay. Nothing good can come of it. So, again, you stay in your lane. You do not overreach in any way. You don't want more. You don't try to get him to engage. You don't lead the conversation. You don't carry the weight in that. You don't carry the labor. Okay. Verbally, emotionally, or otherwise. And we'll see what he's got. And we'll see by that three mark that I mentioned. Okay, thank you so much, Delilah. Good luck with that. We have one from Hunter. This is a $10 question. So Hunter wants to know, am I meant to pursue a relationship with Daniel, or will it be more of a fling? Ooh, that's intense. I don't know how you're going to keep it a fling. I mean, here's the thing, you know, sometimes you're dealing with people and it's like, oh my God, this is like Niagara Falls. Like, it's sucking me in. And you just, that's another kind of ride you just have to enjoy. I mean, I like that kind of thing, but a lot of people can't. I'm not a super emotional person. So unless you can master the art of detachment when you need to be, okay, so that you can enjoy it and get out and then get back in and then get back out. Unless you can do that, I do not recommend feeding too much of this, because what it can become is a chaotic, almost obsessive type of, I think of dating Scorpios. Now I love them and they're my favorite, or even Pisces, you know, you Cancers. Okay. The water signs, right? It can be like you're getting, almost hypnotized, you know, by them. And you are in this space that no one else can create. Because the water signs have mastered emotional intelligence, okay, even at their low levels. I mean, they come with this. They are able to create a warm environment that you know is unmatched. And because they have this emotional intelligence, they also have intuitive intelligence. And so they know you. They know you sometimes better than you know you, or they know things about you before you say them, right? They get you telepathically. They've got you through clear empathy. They've got, so you may find that this is something you want to spend more time in, and he will also, but you can't always stay in those deep, deep, deep waters. Sometimes you got to get up to shallow land, or you have to, I keep seeing these like manatees, you know, it's like, they got to get up there for air. And, you know, it's super cute, but like, you know, they really kind of belong in the shallow waters, you know, a great deal of the time. So we have to accept who we are as individuals and not try to color it in any way. It also comes up to the left, which is, that is past life. So you guys have past life connection. You've done this before. What happens with past life connection? There's a class up on my website called Karma Contracts and Past Lives. And for those of you who've had past life connection, you've, you know, a cord with someone else and you're struggling to get rid of it, there's another class that goes along with it called Relationships, Boundaries, and Cord Cutting. And, you know, I'm not saying you need this. What I'm saying is that, Hunter, you know, is that because you guys have past life connection, you do have cords, and that can create an ability for the other person to pull and tug at you voluntarily, involuntarily. And it can even be haunting. Like they may show up in your dreams all the time. So, you know, this isn't a relationship you're going to skippity-da into the future and like never think about again, even if you guys don't, you know, stay long-term together. It will keep coming back around. And that's okay. Very intense. All right. What else do we have going on? So we have Sarah Hafner, $10. Sarah wants to know, hi, Ivy, I lost my baby a couple years back. Any messages from the baby? And is my dad with that baby? I don't know if that's a dumb question. No, that's not a dumb question. Okay, so we're just going to say baby. I feel boy with this child, and yes. And I don't know if dad had like, if this was a, you know, a quick passing, or I have like heart related issues here with him. Just know that they are, you know, absolutely they're together. They're on the other side. So they do a lot of things. Not all of those things are done together, you know, but certainly, you know, right now they are. And I feel like they sometimes come to visit you along with a lady. I'm going to have to go with grandma on this. She's been here since before you even asked your question. She's been standing over here waiting. So they're all together. You know, grandma especially is trying to bring some healing to your heart. Okay. I think your grandmother went through some of these losses, maybe more than you realize, the family realizes. And that's a very private thing. We don't have to get into it. But she knows your heart, and she knows where your head is, and she knows where you are in your healing journey and where you need to go in your healing journey. So grandma really has a way of showing up for you. And I feel like I'm on mom's side of the family and just guiding you through. Okay. On to the next thing. She said, sometimes it's hard to leave something that happened, an event, an unfortunate loss, person in this case, it's hard to sort of leave that and go off into your future. And that's where you are right now, is leaving some of this behind. And, you know, the baby wants you to know, you can't get rid of me. So there's no leaving me, but letting yourself move forward, you know, almost like if you had dropped an anchor, you know, and you were ready to be the captain of this ship, pull that anchor up and go back out to sea, you know, keep traveling forward. You're still, you know, you're still in the water, you know, you're still where you're supposed to be. You're still with them. They're still with you. And it's still a part of your journey, but what you went through is no longer dictating the way you think every, and the way you function every day. And like, you don't want it to become a part of who you are. You understand what I'm saying? So this release, it's time for this release. And when I go with
the baby on this. I also feel like, I'm assuming this was recent. Yeah, a couple years back, you know, it feels like there's the potential to come through again. So this is not a child that plans on staying away. So whether you bring through more children, this one may come through as grandchildren or even people outside of you, but like in your circle. Okay. This child will be getting to you and it will happen in this lifetime. So stay open to all of that. When I go with your dad too, he really makes me feel like, you know, he's proud of you for letting yourself feel what you need to feel. Like sometimes I feel like you're, it's almost like this image of you locking yourself in your room and being like, I'm tuning everyone else out. Like nobody come in this room. Like, just leave me alone. Like, I just need to cry. I just need to release. I don't know if you've been journaling, but that may be good for you. Good outlet. But I feel your dad being with you in those times and saying just that he's proud of you for letting yourself do what you need to do. Okay. Not trying to hold back on it. And that may have been a hard place to get to because for a while you were really very strict about that. But yeah, everybody together, everyone doing well. I am sorry for your loss, but expect this one to be coming around again in your life for sure. All right. Thank you, Sarah. We are, I see some questions here. Lavender Time says, is the list still open? Yeah, the list is still open. Directions are up at the top of the screen, depending on where you're tuning in. And Yolanda said, thank you for helping me on my journey. Absolutely. And Jill Marie says, thank you. I needed to hear that. Nana always had sweets for me, especially Brock's hard candies. That's hilarious. Yeah, I've been in the most random places and these strawberry wrappers from the Brock's candies will show up. Like I was in Georgia at a gas station, like porta potty situation. And I was just feeling like, I am so done with this trip. This trip needs to end. I'm not where I belong. And there was the wrapper right there, right at my feet in this disgusting porta potty. I was like, thank you, Grandma. All right, you know, a little more push. Keep going. They know what to do. They know when to do it. They know what they're talking about, these ladies. All right, let's move on to another one from Susanna Cruz. This is a $10 question. She wants to know, hi, Ivy, I can feel a lot of changes coming into my life. My relationship with Jose feels like it's going to officially end. Any messages regarding the changes for me to understand? So, you know, the first thing I'm hearing is that you are going to have to make that choice. So it isn't like it's coming to an end, meaning Jose is not going to come and say, I'm ready to leave this relationship. Like that's not happening here. You would have to decide that you're ready to move on to something else. Now, here's the funny thing about that. You already have collected all of the data. You've done all of the research in terms of understanding what the dynamics are in the relationship here. What works, what doesn't work? Is this low vibration? Is this high vibration? You know, are we both growing? Do we really belong together? What about his behavior, you know, affects me negatively? You have all this information. The research that you need to be doing now is what you plan to create in the future, how you plan to utilize all of this information, alchemize and transmute this information into a brand new chapter, a whole new story for you. Oh, you know, right? Aside from him leaving the past behind. And it's like, that's where I don't feel things happening. So I understand when your relationship guide steps in here and you have your joy guide stepping in here who watches over your mental and emotional well-being and you have your protector guide stepping in here talking about this. You know, we have a certain time period in which things are supposed to be done. Everything in a contract is on deadline. Everything in your life is on a deadline. And this is really past a point. Because when you have seen patterns and you know what you know, you're really just stalling out by not using that information to create change. Okay. So I wouldn't wait on anything. That's another way of saying it. I wouldn't wait on a change to come or an end to come. It's up to you if you want to create it. But like any good scientist or researcher, you know, or journalists like collecting a story. Once you've collected all the pieces to the puzzle, it is your job to then put the puzzle together. That's it. Now it's time to tell the story, right? It's time to, you know, create a theory or make a statement about what your story is going to look like from here forward based on this situation. I feel that you are also connected to concerns here. So this could be financial. This could also be family connections. So other people, right? And when the finances come up and when others come up, I think it's really, how do I want to say this? It doesn't matter. It's relevant, okay? If we try with every move we make in life to cater to other people or to not expect to take hits through the change, to expect that we can think things into perfection so that there's never a change in circumstances, there are no losses. That's unrealistic. So the best thing that you can do is to focus on yourself and what you know you need to do. And don't worry about any of that. Let it unfold and handle it once you're up to bat. Okay? Now you can prepare. I'm not saying, you know, put on the blinders. I'm just saying you cannot be controlled by fear. Any decision, change, move you make in life has to come from a place of love, faith, creation, high vibration. If your decisions, including to stay, are coming from a place of fear, I'm afraid of this, I worry about this, I don't want this to happen, low level, that's going to blow up in your face with 100% guarantee every single time. Can't do that. Okay. All right. We're going to move on to another one from, can we post a private question somewhere? Not for a live show. You could book a reading with me. So you can go onto my website at ivyriverapsychicmedium.com. And if you only have like one question, you could submit it as a one question email reading. All right, we have another one here from Hunter. This is a $5 question. So Hunter says, should I move into the apartment Philip is offering me? You could. I mean, I don't get any major red flags here. I do sometimes feel like you're going to have some changes coming up in the spring and the summer that could make you wonder if you're in the right spot, if that's just a pit stop, if you should be moving on to something else. Now, this apartment is not the end all be all anyways, okay? So movement and change in the future is going to happen, and that's fine. But is it the right place for you temporarily? I think that it could be. I think also it really does not take on this feeling of home or like long-term stability, okay, in any way. So, you know, be open to that. And that could be because Philip is changing hands, the place is changing hands. I feel work pull with you. So I feel you being pulled in some new directions. So yeah, for a while, sure, I think you could do this. You know, it feels easy. And that I really like too, because if ever you could just, you know, do something and there's no drama connected. It, you know, I think people don't appreciate for everyone tuning in. I think we all need to take a moment. And this came up earlier with a client. I think we all just need to take a moment to be like, if I am in a safe, stable living space that is pretty much drama free, I need to really show some gratitude to the universe for that right now. Because there are so many people internationally who do not have that right now. And this is a long-term problem, right? So we really need to understand when that's there and value it for what it is. But you also have other options, Hunter. Okay, so, all right, thank you for that question. We're going to move on to another one from Edgar. This is a $10 question. So that's going to put us in at... Edgar says, could I please get messages regarding my current job as a therapist? Okay. there seems to be someone you're trying to, it's almost like I'm trying to get up to her. I don't want to say her level. Okay. So I would read this as being a manager, a boss, someone in a position of authority. She may have a little bit of meat on the bones and she feels like middle-aged, or she looks middle-aged. And, you know, there's the sense of like you saying, I'm going to get over to where she is. I'm going to get over to where she is. It's almost like swimming, but it's more like treading water. So if you've had a sense, and because this is coming up like now, it already started, but it'll be going on into your future for the next, I want to say ballpark, you know, 2 to 4 months, maybe longer. We'll see. Because this is up to your free will and her free will. But if you're treading water and you're feeling like I'm not being recognized, I'm not moving up the ladder, I'm not doing good enough, or did they see this? You know, did management see this? Good thing I did, or whatever it is. There's this idea here that at some point, you know, you're gonna get tired and you don't want to drown, right? So you cannot expect this person to throw you a life raft. It's like she, you know, I remember a situation where I drowned as a kid. And the, you know, the lifeguard was like flirting with this girl and he just basically let me drown in the water because he wasn't paying any attention. And all the other kids in the deep end, we were all out in the middle and I couldn't figure out which wall to go to. And this kid with nose plugs and goggles and a head wrap and everything, he watched me drown. I was like right there next to him, but he wouldn't help me because he was afraid to leave the wall. So I won't go in the water ever again. Now, the thing is, you know, you could find yourself in a situation coming up here soon where you need to stop that because that level of tension is going to start emitting a certain like negative energy. Or a lot of people don't know how to read that. So they just read it as like off-putting. They don't know why. It just is. And the idea of her throwing you a life raft or saying, yeah, I see you here, let me help you, you know, is not supposed to happen in that period of time. It is an opportunity for you to learn to master the skill. And this is a master skill of being calm, cool, collected, and conserving your energy. When we talk about, you know, these different birds like hawks and vultures and eagles, right? They don't flap their wings all the time. They wait until they see food and then they will flap their wings. Even then it's minimal, but they go really, really far. If you've ever watched them fly, it's like they're not flying at all. It's like they're soaring. Okay. So you need to start conserving your energy and acting as they do. There is no need for you to worry so much about what's going on or think so much about what's happening with higher ups or you in your job, because it is already placed. It is written in the stars. It is destiny charted that this is going to play out in some very specific ways. All you have to do is put one foot in front of the other and let it play out. Okay. Be you, bring your A game and that's it. But I would definitely retract some of the attention you're putting on bosses and people in management. And if you understand that as being like one particular, you know, lady, I would also say that's probably pretty accurate. There's so her especially, you know, start pulling your energy back because man, people could feel that. People could feel that. And you put yourself in a vulnerable position to be taken advantage of. You know, you should never really let anyone know with your energy, verbally or otherwise, that you want something from them, that you need something from them, okay? That you're waiting to see if they're, you know, paying attention to you. No, none of that. None of that. You're going to get ran over by them, okay? That's what, especially in business. And this is business. So pull back. Everything for you is going to play out beautifully. All right, so let's see what else we have coming up here. Or are we at time? So we have the Divine Phoenix Rising Tarot. I shouldn't be outsourcing my clients, okay? However, the Divine Phoenix Rising Tarot on YouTube. If you guys haven't checked him out, check him out. He's amazing. I discovered him recently. It's so good to see you here. And you know, he's very raw and he really gets to the core of what's going on. I mean, very, very accurate. Okay. So thank you so much for being here. Yeah. He says, hi, beautiful soul. Are you still open for questions? Yes. I see a bunch of other people asking that too. We are still open for questions here. So Lavender Time says, is this a 5 or a 10? Okay. 10. Thank you. Hold on a second. Okay, so Lavender Time says, people waiting that I know from RL and have never met on social media, but I have this nonchalant feeling because I haven't done anything wrong. I have no idea what any of that is. So, like, it's not even a, there's no question mark or like, why don't we repose this? Why don't we formulate this into, a question, you know, and yeah, that needs to happen. Okay. Do we have another one we want to move on to in the meantime? So once that's cleaned up, I can, you know, do something with it. Okay. Sorry, Maria, I caught you off guard on that one, but no. All right. Also, if you guys are tuning in late, my psychic mediumship course is evergreen. So if you want to learn how to do this, it is not a gift. It's an ability that everyone has. And you can join the course at any time. Marie, just pop that up here on YouTube. You can go to psychicmediumshipcourse.com and go ahead and get yourself registered. There are two different tiers to learning. So there's a 10-week course, then there's the full-on 28-week course where I train you in how to do this. And yes, it is evergreen, so you can jump in at any time, but you will still be with other students. You get live Q&As with me, all kinds of amazing things going on. Oh, Lavender Time says, no, that's just the first part of the question. Okay. So let me look at it again. Where's the rest of the question then, I guess I would say. People waiting that I know from RL, and have never met on social media, but I have this nonchalant feeling because I haven't done anything wrong. Where's the second part? That's not the first part of the question. Where's the question in general? Okay. So I'm going to let Mairead figure this out. Mairead, if there's nothing else to it, just like let me know and I'll answer it the best I can. Just a reminder, guys, that please do include names of anyone you're referring to, living or deceased. And if you are asking about, you know, something like you're comparing jobs, but maybe you don't want to put the name of the company, you could just put the initials. That'll be good enough. Okay, so Lavender Time. All right, so we don't see another part to the question. Is there another question you want to pop up while they get that straightened out? They could resubmit it. Okay, Mairead, so I'll just have them repost it. Do we have any other ones coming in? I also want to give everybody a reminder that if you are in a different time zone than me, or you're struggling to find something in the self-booking system that's going to work for you, because I do work internationally, so I do the majority of my readings over the phone. But if that's not working for you, especially, you know, like if you're in the Middle East, for example, you can book a video reading. And what happens is I take whatever questions you've submitted and I just deliver out, okay, whatever messages are coming through for you in a video, it goes right to your email and then we're all set. All right, so, yep, we have a bunch of questions coming in here. So we've got one. Okay, so the Divine Phoenix Rising Tarot, $10 question. All right, so you want to know, I'm curious about anything blocked for me right now. How do I clear it up? I immediately felt like I was choking. So there could be some stuff resurrecting from childhood, and there could be some stuff, I don't want to say resurrecting, but like still lingering from a male in your life. And both of these energies, okay, family dynamics, past dynamics, and this relationship dynamic, it seems restrictive. It seems overbearing. It seems authoritative. It seems controlling. And it's really a drain on your energy. Now, I feel that these things are coming up for you and hitting in the throat chakra, meaning if you have a closed throat chakra, we get this for one of two reasons. Number one, you were not speaking your truth, or you are still struggling to speak your truth. And or number two, you did speak your truth, but it was disrespected. It was disregarded. It was not received. Change did not occur. Unfortunately, when something like that happens, and I do feel like that's the case for you, you have to at some point say, okay, I was not heard. I am going to go back. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to say it in a different way. I'm going to say it at a different time. I'm going to maybe say it to somebody else. And if it does not work, I'm going to set boundaries. If change does not occur, I'm going to set a different tone on how I handle the situation or this relationship. And sometimes that involves walking away. Often that involves walking away. And what I think is going on with you is that you're about to wrap up a karmic chapter, a karmic cycle. Now, that really comes down to your free will. So it's a huge opportunity because some of the stuff you've been lugging about for the last like three past lives. So we really want to wrap it up. But every time we're about to level up, it's like new level, new devil, right? There's a free mini class here on my YouTube at Ask Ivy called Fighting the Dark. There's a part one and a part two. I would check that out. It's the five different ways we see blocks, obstacles, attacks. We get in our own way when we're about to level up. So if you are going through potentially this huge level up, you're going to get hit with these issues in all areas. It's not just going to be that one person. It's not just going to be past family dynamics or past trauma, but it feels that way, okay? And the way it can come up in your body is that you are experiencing like swollen glands. I can't prescribe a diagnosis. Thyroid problems, sinus problems, allergic reactions. You have to really protect your lungs all the way up to your head. And, you know, we just want to be mindful that you are continuously clearing it out. That's where the blocked energy is, but it's really from you saying to yourself, I am watching for the triggers. I am watching for all the different ways, you know, the universe comes at me and allows me to overcome this through speaking my truth, and if my truth is not received, maintaining my boundaries however I have to. Okay, so you're not seeing it in just those two areas. It's kind of coming at you from all angles. And that's just looks to me like a regular testing period. Okay, so come out the other end of that, mastering that skill of controlling your throat chakra. And I think a lot of it for you is sort of like a deep, dark boogeyman. You know, it may even start coming up in your dreams over the course of the next like month, month and a half. And you're like, what is this thing that's following me or that I don't want to confront? And I think that's a great time to clear your throat chakra too, through lucid dreaming techniques where you face this thing, you confront this thing, you know? So we're clearing it out during the day. We're clearing it out at night. You're clearing it out karmically. This is huge. All right. But other than that, anything else would be connected to that. All right. Thank you so much. The Divine Phoenix Rising. He said, my goodness, I needed this. Thank you. Every angle. I'll check out your videos. Very good. Thank you so much for being here. You guys check him out. He's amazing. Yes, and Marie just popped up. Fighting the Dark, part one and two are up on YouTube at Ask Ivy under mini classes, the mini class playlist. Thank you, Marie. Okay, so another one. Who was that? Time or something. Did they fix their question? Yeah, Marie, go ahead and pop up if we have any more. All right. Let's see what we have coming here too. Every time I touch the screen, I screw things up. So I don't want to. Oh, lavender time. That's what it was. Was that corrected or should I just go with it? All right. And we do have, again, thank you everyone for being patient. Marade hasn't produced in a while. Mary was supposed to be here and she just got really sick really fast. We also have a couple people shadowing and those will be our new producers. So they're checking things out tonight to see if this is going to be a good fit for them or not. Okay. The Boogeyman, Divine Phoenix. Is it insane? It's like, that's your, how you think of it, you know, and it just keeps like coming and it's in your dreams, but it's like this sense of like, I'm going to confront this thing, whatever it is. And really, you know, that's a good message for everyone tonight, I think, is a collective message while we, you know, wait for Marie to pop this next question up, that so many people tonight have very similar questions. And the real issue on any, you know, stress or blocks that you're having seems to be that we are holding on to something, you know, or we're not really coming out powerfully at speaking our truth. And often that can lead to things like stress dreaming, nightmares, blocked dreaming, where you can't remember your dreams. Now you're always dreaming, but if you can't remember your dreams, you guys may want to go onto my website. There's a class called Dreams, where I train you in lucid dreaming techniques so that you can confront whatever it is. Because don't forget, anything we haven't dealt with while we're awake, we're going to have to deal with at night. Okay. Very interesting. So lavender time has, okay. So we have a question now corrected. And it is, I have a reoccurring dream that I'm in front of an old college council. What does it mean? I've been having a rough time moving forward and with grief lately. Okay, well, that's funny because we were literally just saying this, right? That's synchronistic, if ever. So the reoccurring dream that you're in front of college council. So, you know, the idea of moving forward with grief, first of all, it could be that you're judging yourself too harshly because, you know, college council, there's this almost feel here of judgment. And I think that with grief, you have to understand that it is not linear. It is cyclical. It's like layers of an onion. It can be gone and then come back. It can transform itself, you know, and, you know, we transmute it bit by bit, piece by piece. So keep doing what you need to do to move forward in your life, take action toward that, replace negative thinking or getting overly absorbed in heavy emotion and feelings that aren't helping you anymore, you know, to grow, to become something stronger, but also be realistic, you know, that grief does come back around again. I would also just ask the bigger picture, because so often what we do is we're like, oh, I don't like this feeling. And we have to understand it's more than just a feeling. It's an opportunity for something, for some type of development, you know, within you. And you want to see the bigger picture. So instead of saying, oh, I don't like this feeling, you know, say, what is this teaching me? What am I supposed to be learning from this? How can I use this? And, you know, there's always something there that's going on, even if it is just patience. That's a big one. Okay. But pay attention more to why. As far as the symbology here, so when we're talking about, and for those of you who aren't on the early bird waitlist for my symbology book, I'm hoping to publish by the end of the month. I think that's a little unrealistic. Okay. But you can, you know, message me and just say, add me and I'll get you on the early bird waitlist for symbology. Symbology is so important, especially in dream analysis, because it tells you the underlying tone, okay, and the bigger message to all of the other circumstances, especially when we're looking at an environment like this. So you're talking about school, which means you're talking about education. So you're supposed to be learning something. And because it's college, not elementary school, for example, you're supposed to be learning something really difficult in life. This is about having a certain level of maturity about you that is being judged, you know, you're expecting more than where you feel you are right now. So take it easy with that and don't worry about what's going on in the world around you, whether it be people judging you in different environments, circumstances, situations like work, for example, that are putting pressure on you. Don't worry about any of that, okay? You just stay centered and do what you're supposed to do. I also feel, though, because it's like you're going up to this, you know, old college council, there's so much for you to gain as far as experience and lessons and connecting other lessons, even from your past, to this grieving process that you're going through, the changes in life you're going through. There's so much there. It's so rich. And you aren't necessarily seeing it all. All right. So what's the bigger lesson? When we think of getting a college degree, it's like, whoa. I mean, that's what's supposed to change things for you. Okay. Financially, with your title, it's supposed to set up nice trajectory for you. You know, I mean, that's really coming into a power position. So this is a big one for you. This may be the biggest thing you go through, you know, for a really, really long time, or even one of the top three in life. So, you know, take it seriously. And, once you find the answers to that, like, what am I learning? You know, how can I apply it to my life? What's the bigger picture here? You'll stop having the repetitive dream. All right. I think we are at time. So Divine Phoenix says you are on point. Dreams, nighttime, the closet. Yes, the closet, all of that. Okay. So good. You guys, it was a pleasure working with you tonight. So good to see you again. I'll be back in a few weeks. I'll be back in, I believe, 2 weeks for Get a Grip. And I think it's on your intuition. I could be wrong. Okay. But that's going to be on Wednesdays. Also, if you didn't check out my new show, Late Night Circus, I've done 2 episodes so far, and I want to see if this is something you guys want me to continue. So go onto my YouTube channel at Ask Ivy, watch Late Night Circus 1 and 2, where I break down a viral trending stories, current events, you know, international news. And I talk about how these things are important in the larger universal scheme of things, spiritually, astrologically, energetically, and what it means for our future. All right. So, yeah, hope to see your support on that show. If not, I'll cut it loose soon. All right, everybody. If you need to book a reading with me, Ivy Rivera, psychicmedium.com. I'll see you soon. Thanks so much.